The Maryland Municipal League is meeting in Ocean City this week, and one of those attending is Comptroller Peter Franchot. This is Don Rush. Franchot says one of the biggest concerns that local governments have is how effective the federal assistance has been in curbing the impact of the coronavirus pandemic.
How is that money being spent? Is it really helping the constituents of these municipalities who need help? The work group is going to do a year-long investigation of this, and we're doing it from a positive point of view, which is we're very grateful to the federal government for sending this money to private and public sector in Maryland. We support the relief, but where we can learn better practices or best practices and lessons learned as far as preventing fraud and preventing pandemic profiteering and preventing the wrong people getting the money. The people who need it the least often are at the front of the line getting the grants and the loans, and the people, the little guys, are often boxed out. And we're having hearings on this. I think that's where the municipalities are focused. We don't have the final product yet.
But what is your reaction to the governor deciding to end the $300 enhanced money for folks in Maryland?
I would have preferred if he'd used a carrot rather than a stick. States like Connecticut and Colorado have given bonuses to individuals who return to work. And I think that would have been a better model for Governor Hogan than penalizing people and making them feel as if we're taking something away from them in order to get them to do something. That's not a good strategy right now, and I'm afraid that it's going to have a ripple effect through the state's economy for the next several months, where a lot of economic activity and economic investment is just, for some political reason, being voluntarily refused by the governor. It's just, you know, inexplicable right now, because this is not Maryland money. This $300 a week, it's federal money, but it's tied to other federal unemployment money, and it amounts to billions of dollars of economic activity, according to my experts, that are being just voluntarily turned back out of some, I think, misguided sense that that will force people to go back to work.
Wanted, by the way, to turn you finally to the events that recently occurred in Ocean City. You're headed there with the police and the encounters that certainly we all saw in terms of the videos. What was your own reaction? What is your sense about what needs to be done?
I have zero toleration for any misconduct by anybody in law enforcement. I was in the military and the Army myself, and everybody should be professional who's in law enforcement or the military, for example. Similarly, though, we can't have chaos in on places like the boardwalk in Ocean City. So there's a certain responsibility for citizens, I think, to have zero tolerance for, in effect, acting wrongly in a public space. I don't have a big toleration for boisterous, riotous behavior. Obviously, need to look at what exactly happened and where there was a lack of professionalism by the law enforcement, make sure that is never, ever again repeated.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, who has also announced his candidacy for governor next year. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.